Good morning to all my friends in the east, the west, the northeast, wherever you are. Praise God. It's great to see all of you. Hey, before we begin, let's give God a big hand for all that He has done in our church. Can we do that right now? Come on, everybody. You're wearing masks, but we can all clap for Jesus. Praise God. It's good to be together in God's house. You know, one of the things I really missed pre-pandemic when we come to God's house is the ability to pray for people. Because when we lay hands, we pray for people, we believe that when, you know, we work, we just work. But when we pray, God works on our behalf. So we really want to be able to pray for each other. So why don't we do this? Right? We're not going to stay in your groups of two or five, or you're one. Okay, one is not a group, but Father, Son, Holy Spirit, so there are four of you. So we want you to stand. Shall we all stand right now, wherever you are? If you are in the center, would you stand with us? Those of you who are at home, no restriction, go and hug your father, your mother, your husband, your wife, whatever. Why don't we stretch our hands to one another? Let's take the time to really pray for one another. Don't just say prayer. Let's really pray for one another. Pray a prayer of blessing over one another. Pray God's best. Pray God's protection over each other. Okay, now look at your row and make sure you know who's on your left, who's on your right. Why don't we take some time to just pray together? Shall we just stretch our hands? Let's take some time to really pray for one another. Father, we just pray right now in Jesus' name for all my brothers and sisters on my left, on my right. Lord, they are so precious. Lord, we are so thankful that we can gather together physically, either on-site or online. I just bless them. I pray for your anointing over them. We pray for your protection from the top of their head to the tip of their toe. We ask that you give them wisdom in all their life challenges. We pray that you give them comfort and strength in all that they do. These are your people. So we just ask right now, boldly, for your guidance and your wisdom and your courage and your blessing over each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, and everyone say, amen. Praise God. Please be seated. Please be seated. The focus for this year is pivot. New norm, same God. In Mandarin, 老字号, 新常态. The clarity for this focus came rather quickly to us. You see, traditionally, what we will do is that we will unpack the focus for that year during that year. That is to say that we will do our focus weekend for the year 2021 in the year 2021. However, for this year, 2021, we unpack our focus in November 2020. And why is that so? Well, the reason is because we are living in such extraordinary time. When COVID hit our shore, what we understand as normal completely vanished. You see, when COVID first hit our shore in the early part of 2020, many leaders, including myself, thought that we're just going to ride through this pandemic, this whole thing, not pandemic, we didn't even use the term pandemic, we're going to just ride through this thing for a couple of months and then it would just blow away. Little did we know that days would turn to weeks, weeks would turn to months. After a little while, it became evident to even the most casual of observer that this is going to be a long-term thing. Now, it's November 2021. As a nation, we have been living in this pandemic state for close to 2 years already. But by the grace of God and the grace of God alone, we have learned to pivot. Even though the times are uncertain, we know that God is still in control. Pandemic or not, God still sits on the throne. COVID or otherwise, God's vision and God's mission marches forward. You see, we may be living in a new norm. Wearing masks, safe entry, cannot eat our favorite food in the hawker center. We may be living in a new norm, HBL, WFH. We may be living in a new norm, but the same God lead us through it all. God has been so, so, so faithful. Now, this is the last week of November. In the month of December onwards, we're going to march into Christmas. We're going to focus big time on Christmas. So this is essentially the last sermon for this year, and we begin in November 2020 when we talk about pivoting. So today what I want to do is to lead all of us. You see, the worst thing, in my opinion, is not to just go through a pandemic. The worst thing that can happen to any one of us is to go through a pandemic, experience God's faithfulness, and yet not acknowledge it. Or just acknowledge it, but never take a pause to come to a place where we learn to give thanks to God for all that He had done. And my prayer is this. My prayer for all of us, as we look back at the rearview mirror of the year 2020 and the year 2021, the story we would tell our children and our children's children, either physically, biologically, or spiritually, will not be stories of just wearing masks, safe entry, trace together. Can I eat my favorite chicken rice? We got to gather on this thing called Zoom. By then, maybe there's a new technology. I cannot go to church. When we look back at the rearview mirror, I pray that our story will not just revolve around this thing, but as we look back, our story will be a story of thanksgiving to God. God was faithful. Even though we went through a pandemic, even though we have to wear masks, even though there were many restrictions, God's faithfulness, God's love, God's mercy, God's grace, God's fingerprint was everywhere, every single step of the way. That's really my desire. What stories do you want to tell? Because we are all going to tell a story. And if we look back at this whole pandemic season, there was this time the leaders was having a meeting. At the end of the meeting, whoever was chairing the meeting said that in your chat group, why don't you text something you are thankful to God for during this whole season? And many people begin to text as they all text, and then the different texts went through the whole chat. Everybody was scrolling. Thank God for His love. Thank God for His faithfulness. Thank God for grateful. Thank God for this. Thank God for that. But one leader texts, thank God that I'm able to go through this pandemic with Him. I thought that was very insightful. Because this, my friend, is really one in a generation thing. Think with me, those of you who have been Christian for up 10 years, when was the last time you wanted to go to church and you cannot go to church? I mean, when I was a new believer, I don't want to go to church even though I can go to church. But there was a time in human history when you actually want to go to church and the government do not allow you to go to church. It has nothing to do with the faith, it's got to do with the virus. So as we look back at the rearview mirror, I pray that we will all see the faithfulness of God in our life. So for the rest of the sermon, allow me to highlight how we have pivoted as a church. Well, first and foremost, we have pivoted with our numerous service gathering configuration. We have pivoted with our numerous service configuration. That is obviously the most clear to us, the most felt for all of us. We have gone from fully in person to fully online. We have moved from 100 to 50. We have sat in groups of 5, 2s, and then back to 5 again. Even our children church, our Hope Kids, they have also pivoted. They have taken their lesson online. They have also gathered in groups of 5, 2s, and the good news is that Hope Kids will be resuming in January 2022. Everybody have pivoted. I have checked our church communication and we realized that over the past years or so, we have released no less than 20 announcements, both in English and in Mandarin, to update all our church members of the different service configuration that we have to pivot along the way. In loco colloquio, it is truly better more than badminton. There's so many things. I remember I went to the Mandarin church. I was sharing with the Chinese leaders. I said, wow, 这个时候真的好辛苦啊。不只是老字号新常态,我们一直改,不是新常态,我们要变态了. I told them. And they all said, yeah, 牧师,我们真的要变态了. It was so challenging. It was so challenging. But, whatever the case it was, we have pivoted and we have pivoted well. So let's give our pastors, let's give our events team, let's give our IT team. Come on, let's give them a big hand. Come on, people. Let's give them a big, big hand. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for serving us. Secondly, I want to affirm all our life groups. You know, at this moment, there is still home visitation restriction and most of our life group gatherings are still conducted online. many of my contemporaries, people my age, when COVID started, the big question was this: how to meet, how to fellowship, how to worship online. Right now, it is, why don't we just Zoom? Praise God. So they have advanced, we have advanced. Do you know, at this point in time, we have more people connected to our live groups than we have people connected to our church service pre-COVID. In other words, our church have grown even amidst the COVID situation. More people are being connected to our church, connected to one another through Zoom, through online platform. Next, thanks to Jesus and to Zoom, in that order, we are able to pioneer live groups and services. We are able to pioneer live groups and churches in Singapore and in different cities around the globe. Pastor Daniel, who has yet to be able to travel since COVID started, was able to journey with a brother who goes by the name of Simon to establish 3 new live groups in the country of Kenya. That's fantastic. Our pastor overseeing China shared with the leadership, he said that precisely because he can no longer travel to China, our Chinese brothers and sisters pivoted and stepped up and take responsibility of the nation of China. Over the past few months, by the grace of God, they have been able to pioneer in 4 new cities all over China. God is still at work. Our church in Dubai, UAE, unfortunately, half the church contracted COVID. But praise be to God, by the mercy of God, every one of them recovered. But not only that, not only did they recover from COVID, the church recovered and became even stronger. Amidst the COVID pandemic season, the church attendance doubled. Praise God. God is a good God. Come on, let's give God a big hand. Come on, let's give God praise. Amen. God is still at work. God is still at work. Fourthly, on the local front, even amidst the pandemic, God has enabled us to pioneer the East Center in Singapore Expo. If you are watching us in the East Center, praise God. Thank God for your faith. Thank God for your courage. We're so proud of you. You step forth and you went to Singapore Expo even amidst the pandemic, wearing your mask, doing all the safe entry. It didn't thwart God's work in you. You continue to march forth with great faith to go to Singapore Expo to establish a place, a city of refuge, to bring light into different areas of darkness. Not only that, God is so good. This is so exciting. You know, by the grace of God, God has miraculously provided a place for us in the western part of Singapore. Praise God. In the coming weeks, we're going to move into West Center. God has enabled us to find a more permanent gathering venue for the West Center. So Pastor Dennis and Gwen over in the West, big shout out to you. Praise God. We are so excited. We see God's hand upon you. More news, more information will be furnished to us in the coming weeks and the coming months. God is still at work. Like I said in the beginning of this sermon, pandemic or not, God is still reaching nations. God is still reaching out to people. God's vision, God's mission is unstoppable. Our church began in 1991. 5 young people without money, many without job, without much skill, without any seminary degree. What do we have? What we had is a burning vision from God. What is that vision? That vision is to plant churches all over the world, to see the kingdom of God established on earth as it is in heaven, to make what's happening upstairs come downstairs, to let the knowledge of the glory, of the knowledge of God fill the earth as the water covers the sea. Some, I don't know, 1991 until now, how many years? Come on, help me. Many years later, 30 years later, God is still at work. Many things has tried to sidetrack us, to thwart us, to distract us, to detract us, to destroy us. But the work of God cannot be stopped. People have come and people have gone, but God remained. His vision remained. His work never failed. This is a testament, my friend, that this church It's not the works of man. This is a church that has been established by God, and God's empowerment marches us forward. God is going to bring the church to a glorious end. The Great Commission will be fulfilled. God's glory is going to fill the earth. The question for us is not, is God going to do this? The question for us is, am I going to be part of the end times army? That, my friend, is a bigger question that all of us should ruminate, even beneath our masks, even beneath when we work from home, even when you have the time. This is the better question that we should all ruminate. Am I going to be part of the God's end time army or not? God is at work. Many of us, we are still reaching out to our friends, to our colleagues, to our families, to our schoolmates. Even amidst the pandemic, we are still committed to God's vision and God's mission. We are still committed to loving Singapore block by block, school by school, street by street. We are still committed to love neighbors, to make disciples, and to plant life groups, and to plant churches. A big thanks to all our life group leaders. If you're sitting beside our life group leaders right now, just nudge them. Thank you so much. Even amidst this whole pandemic, the life group leaders continue to move all of us through the A, B, C, D discipleship journey. People are still getting water baptized, either here in Axis. I know of a leader who baptized 6 people in their condominium swimming pool. Maybe the MCSD Christian, I don't know. People are still moving on. Belong class, on-site or online. People still yearn to belong to a local church. It's not just about believing. You need to come to a place where you belong. So from the bottom of my heart, those of you who are here, watching us on site, in any one of our locations or online, from the bottom of our hearts, the leadership, the pastor and I, we really want to thank you. Thank you for keeping your faith in God and for keeping your commitment to the local church. Lastly, I also want to thank all of you, even amidst this whole COVID situation. I personally know of many pastors in their church where their collections suffer a dip because people are not connected, they're not able to give, people have gone to do other things. But in our church, our collection not only did it not dip, not only did it maintain and continue to grow. And thank you for your faithful tithing and your generous giving to the church. I really want to thank you all for doing this with the leadership team. But most of all, more than just thanking the leaders, thanking the pastors, thanking the events, thanking every one of us, I think we really need to give thanks to Jesus Christ. Can someone give me a good amen? We need to praise God. We want to thank God for His faithfulness. We want to thank God for His goodness in every single one of our life. I know I sound like a broken record when I say it again and again and again and again. What story do you want to tell? Really? What story do you want to tell? You know, as you grow older, sometimes people like to tell story. Were you there? Were you there? Were you there when Singapore won the Malaysia Cup? Were you there at Kallang when they do the Refi Kayu? Were you there? Were you there? In America, they will say that. Were you there? Were you there? Were you there when Martin Luther King shared his dream? I have a dream. Were you there? 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 When Singapore had its first National Day parade, were you there? Were you there? It was raining and the people marched on with tears in their eyes and faith in their heart and pride that this is a new nation. I think now as we move forward, actually I prepared in my script earlier this week that I believe that this pandemic may come to an end, but then on Friday there's a new variant, so I don't know, all right? Things are changing, I don't know. But one day it will end. If it doesn't end, we will all end anyway, all right? Whatever it is, end by having no COVID or end, everybody cannot COVID, everybody died. It will end. How do I know? Bible tells us so. It will end. it will end. So my question for you, as you look back at this pandemic, what story would you tell? What story do you want to tell to the people around you, to your friends, to your families, to your children, to your children's children? What story do you want to tell? I was in a mode of self-preservation. Ah, man, I was so scared. Hello. It was all about me and my family. At home, we wear masks. So even when we eat, we put a hole in the mask and we just slip it through. Oh, man. We were so scared. Oh, COVID. Don't talk to me about COVID. Oh, man. It was a terrible time. I cannot eat my favorite chocolate. I cannot go here. I cannot go there. It was persecution. I cannot go for Japan holiday for 2 years. Would you believe it? Would you believe it? Oh, Japan, you know, kind of like, oh, are we going to look back and tell stories? God's story, not our story. God's story. God's story. God was there. God was faithful. God was at work. It was a time where the devil thought he has his upper hand by making everyone wear masks, could not travel. But missions is not confined to the airplane, not confined to traveling. Missions is all about the heart. When there is a heart, there's always a way. Because God is the way. He will make a way for us. That is why I want to encourage us to say what the psalmist say in Psalm chapter 9, verse 1. King David has this to say. King David says that I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. You have been good. Psalm 118, verse 1. The psalmist say, give thanks to the Lord. Why don't we read this together, everybody? All right, beneath your mask. Read it as loud as you can. All right. Psalm 118, verse 1. Everybody, in full voice, the Bible says, give thanks to the Lord. Why? For he is good. His love endures forever. COVID or not, pandemic or otherwise, God's love, not only for us, God's love for the world, for people who are out there, endures forever. For the rest of this sermon, I'd like to invite us to sit back as we want to play for every single one of us a music video testimony of stories from our movement. People who have pivoted during this whole pandemic season and as a result get to experience the faithfulness and the victory that God brought about into their lives. Amen, please.
I count on one thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now. In the waiting, the same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out.
The July season has always been a very special season for Ablaze, and so we were very excited and we had many ideas and many exciting events planned. But unfortunately, on the third week of our special event, the government had to tighten measures, and from groups of five, we had to decrease to groups of two. And essentially that made our plans not invalid, but it was very hard to carry out.
One of the most obvious things that everyone was disrupted by was like traveling. So that really made missions hard when you're not able to travel into the country to see the needs of the people down there.
So one of the residents that we met during the first block pastoring was actually Uncle Yao. So he shared that it was the first time people talked to him and listened to him. Actually, he felt very lonely. And so that left a really deep impression with me. Okay, so when COVID happened, during Circuit Breaker, definitely we couldn't visit him. And we didn't have his contact number, so it was really difficult to keep in touch with Uncle Yao.
So one of the things that happened is we went on a lockdown, as I'm pretty sure many people are aware. Ghana went on a lockdown somewhere in March 2020. Now been more or less locked up in our homes without the opportunity of fellowshipping as we used to. That is, you know, meeting together, going into homes.
Yes, I will.
of the whole River Valley incident came out, it was really very shocking. And you know, hearing from my friends or even people in general, I think there was this a fear of uncertainty that like just gulfed the entire nation. And which is also why you know, this, you know, pivoting to viral ESS and the story of hope and how this this mother handled grief and found hope in the process. We really felt that that would be a really apt message lah, to just bring about hope to people who were feeling this way. It was really good. I think we saw around 400 visitors across these 3 weeks. And not just that, we also heard of many stories in Ablaze where people took the initiative to step out of their comfort zone to outreach in this new norm, especially with new fears and new concerns. But that didn't stop them.
The start of the pandemic, right? A lot of people were sharing the situations based on which country they were in. So we used that as an opportunity as well to check on them. We actually had two expats who responded to the invitation. And 2 weeks later, two Thais connected as well to the group. We shared with them as well the vision that we have for Thailand and God's love for the people in Thailand. And they responded. So from there, we started with these two Thais, and today our life group, it's about 8 regulars, right? Of which 2 of them are Thais.
But Uncle Yang doesn't text, and when he calls, he doesn't hear very well, so it was also a bit difficult. So it was really the regular visits that was really important. So when we can go, we try to go in twos, keeping a distance, wearing our mask. We really want to do something more, so we decided to seek the help, and we met with Becky and her husband, Kim Teck, with his awesome Hokkien, started to call him Uncle Yao. He actually shared the whole bridge diagram, what I've seen, who is Jesus, and how Jesus died for us. Challenged him, and he decided to accept Jesus into his life, and we let him to say the sinner's prayer. I think to me, it's really quite a surprise, because humanly I thought it's just a meetup to connect, but I think God has his plans, and that's the day Uncle Yao decided to accept Jesus into his life.
We realized that yes, we're having the virtual meetings now as a church, but other people outside the church really also were looking for means through which they can fellowship. And we were quite amazed by the numbers that responded. We had over 70 people that came up to say that, yes, we would like to be a part of this book club. Okay, one Ghanaian lady who was in UK who had joined the Zoom book club discussion mentioned how her husband had contracted COVID. And especially, you know, back then, COVID was relatively new. So she was really frightened, if I should say, by the situation. This book, Be Anxious for Nothing, was what really gave her the confidence and the knowledge in the fact that God is and was with her, even in that situation. So she kept praying, kept believing God, that God was going to see her through some of the faith statements that were made in that book. And believe you me, that testimony she gave was really encouraging, to know that a book that we have put forth, you know, to everybody to read has been able to encourage somebody enough for the person to pray and believe God that, you know, her husband would be delivered from COVID. And that was exactly what God did. God showed up and showed out, and her husband was delivered from COVID, which is, I mean, fantastic.
Same God. not fail me now. You won't fail me now. In the waiting, the same God was never late. Is working all things out. You're working all things out. Oh yeah.
While praying, right, was actually that God loves His people more than I do. And because of that, I don't have to be worried, don't have to be frustrated or discouraged, because God loves His people, He will make a way and He desires to meet them wherever they are.
And there were so many new normals that we had to, you know, pivot from. But in all that, we saw how God was faithful, how God was constant as we just gave our, you know, 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
When times are so-called tough, when times are difficult, it's important that to remember God is faithful. Because of COVID, and the way we do church, the way we disciple people, the way outreach have really changed so much. But the heart is, if you still want to honour God, still want to seek God, still want to disciple people, God will provide a way. If your heart is for God, God will open the way for you, open doors for you to be creative and to reach the people that He wants us to reach.
I believe the one thing that didn't change is God's love, right? His promises, His faithfulness, and His great commission for all of us to go and make disciples of all nations. All of us, we will agree that we were stretched in many ways, be it at work or even in as we're doing church. You know, everything has changed around us, but the joy and strength of the Lord that has kept us going. And I think during this season, I also discovered that there's just so much more in the kingdom of God. The way we serve is different, the way we do things is different, but you know, His joy and His strength has been evident, that has kept us going.
I'm just really thanking God for His faithfulness, that when you put anything before Him, He's able to multiply it. So much that God has been doing in this. There's so many books we have read over this period, ever since last year, April. And people are still being blessed by it. People are still thanking God for all that He's using the book club LG for. So I just want to encourage anyone who hears how we pivoted in this season with the book club to start something of their own as well, believing God that through those outreaches, He Himself shall be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Come, let's give God a big hand, people. Let's give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand to our feet wherever we are right now. Praise God. Now let's do this, all right? I'm sure most of us, if not all of us, as we look back, we can see God's faithfulness in our personal life, in our family, in our ministry. But some of you here, perhaps the truth about you is that as you look back, you only see challenges, you only see difficulties. But I want to let you know that God has not forgotten you. God still watches over you. Our God is still good. He's still faithful. So in a moment's time, instead of just thanking God for what He has done, I want you to exercise faith to thank God for what He will do in your life. He is a good God. He is in control. He oversees everything. He knows the end from the very beginning. So let's lift our hands wherever we are right now. Come, just lift our hands right now, wherever you are. Just lift your hands, lift your hands, lift your hands. Oh, hallelujah. Let's begin to pray in the Spirit right now. Lift up our hands right now. Lift up your hands and pray in the Spirit. Inhabit our praise, oh God. Inhabit our praise. Inhabit our gratitude, our gratefulness, oh God. Whatever we go through, we will always give praise. We will always give thanks to you, oh God. We love you, we love you, we love you. Let's worship Jesus.
I count on one thing. The same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now. In the waiting, the same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Oh, yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Oh, yes, I will.
is God. I am holding on to faith.
Yes, God.
As I know you'll make a way. And I don't always understand. I don't always get to see. But I will believe it. I will believe it. Cause you make mountains move. You make giants fall. You use songs of praise to shake prison walls. I will speak to my fear. I will preach to my doubt that you are faithful then. You'll be faithful now. Standing on your word, calling heaven down to earth. You will fight my enemies, and this will end in victory. I will believe it, yes, Lord, yes, I will believe it. As you make mountains move, you make giants.
Good.
for me, your love for us, your goodness, your mercy, your grace, they're unchanging, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you the praise. We give the honor. Lord, the worst thing is not to go through a pandemic. The worst thing is to go through a pandemic, experience your faithfulness, and yet be unaware of it all. Or just be aware of it, but never come to a place where we take the precious pause and to give you the praise and to give you the thanks. Let's lift our hands wherever you are right now. Father, we just pray right now, Lord. We lift our hands and we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We see your fingerprint all over our lives, all over our family, all over our ministry, all over our work. And we give you praise today. And I pray for those among us who may be going through a challenging time, Lord. As we lift our hands, we are giving you praise in advance for what you will do in our lives, because you are a faithful God. You are a good God. You are completely trustworthy. And we give you the honor, we give you the praise. Thank you, Jesus. At the end of this pandemic, we'll tell a story of your faithfulness. We will tell the story of your victory in our life. We honor you, we praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Every eyes closed, every head bowed, please. Absolutely no one moving around, no one talking. There are some of you here, either you are here in the auditorium, Axis Auditorium, or in the north, northeast, east and west, or watching us online. The truth about you is that you have not yet come to a place where you personally invite Jesus into your life. I want to let you know that Jesus loves you. And the most important decision you can ever make in your life is to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In receiving Jesus, what we are saying is that, Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinful person. I need you to come and to wash away all my sin. Because of your sacrificial death on the cross, all my sins can be wiped away. When I invite Jesus into my life, I can have a clean slate. I can have a right standing before the holy God. And in doing so, I'm now a child of God. I can relate with God. I can relate with Jesus Christ. So if this is the cry of your heart, in a moment's time, I want to invite you to pray this prayer with me. This prayer is a prayer where we intentionally invite Jesus into our life to have all our sins washed away. So if that is you, would you please pray with me? If you are already a believer, I'd like to invite you to pray together with all of us as well. Let's help our newfound, our friends to have this newfound relationship with Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me? Say, Dear Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner. And I want to thank you. For dying on the cross. For my sins. Right now. I invite you to come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Help me to become. The kind of person. I was created to be. I pray all this. In Jesus' name. Amen.